There's a lot happening in the nation's capital this week. There's been a big development on a high-level Trump administration official revising his testimony about the quid pro quo allegations facing the president as an impeachment inquiry gets underway. And the U.S. officially began the process to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord that former President Obama signed on to while he was still in office. Representative Mark Pocan joins us now to talk about the news and some legislation he's working on. He's a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District, which includes Madison. Representative Pocan, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Well, how do you react, first of all, to the news that the U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, has revised his earlier testimony about President Trump's dealings with Ukraine?
This is big. This was, if you remember, the information that originally was given from Ambassador Sondland to Senator Ron Johnson, that saying that he was afraid there was this quid pro quo going on, and then later kind of changed his story through text, told someone there was no quid pro quo immediately after he talked to President Trump or was instructed to, and then now we've got him coming back and saying, yes, there was. So he's back to, I think, his original concern, which was the real concern, and I think this now really being the same message that we heard from other state department professionals on the ground in the Ukraine is really exactly what the problem is. The president thinks he's above the law, and he's clearly not.
You voted for the impeachment inquiry, this procedural vote to take it to this next step that will involve public testimony. What do you see? What are you hoping to get out of the public portion of the proceedings here?
Well, and this is what Adam Schiff said all along, and there's been a lot of misinformation by the president on this, is that originally, because we don't have a special prosecutor like you had, that law has changed, that you had when you had the Clinton and the Nixon impeachments, that's the work they did behind the scenes with depositions. Now is the time they do the public testimony, and he said all along he's going to have some of these people come and appear again in public. So I think, you know, as the public sees more and more coming out of this information, you've already seen a lot of public opinion move in a very quick way. And now as they hear this information, and it really reinforces the fact that there was a motive, a crime, a confession, and evidence, it's going to be very difficult for, I think, the president not to be facing impeachment in Congress. And I think the other question that we're going to have to look at closely is, you know, what Senator Johnson does. He very likely could be a witness at some point in this. And I think he also may have to be a juror because he serves in the Senate. And whether or not he decides that he has to recuse himself because of this contact he had with Ambassador Sondland, I think, you know, today really just reinforces why that's a question.
This impeachment vote was basically party line. Two Democrats voted against it. One former Republican, now independent, voted for it. Is this a case where you and your colleagues are using this big tool, impeachment, as a partisan bludgeon because you don't like the policies of a president?
No, in fact, just the opposite. I would argue a lot of Republicans right now are busy choosing their president over their political party over their country. And, you know, we have seen, again, the public understanding this issue. It's very clear that when the president calls a leader of another country and asks him to dig up dirt on a political opponent and holds up the funding that Congress already approved during all this, and now we have a lot of the backstory about all that was going on with Rudy Giuliani and others in this area, and how, again, State Department professionals were really disturbed by a quid pro quo system around campaigns. This is exactly why we've said the president's broken the law, and because the Department of Justice says you can't indict a sitting president, the only recourse we have is Congress being able to do an impeachment process. So I think it's very, very clear what we're looking at. I think it's unfortunate that too many Republicans have decided their president's political party has to trump the country, and I think at the end of the day, when public opinion keeps moving, you're going to watch a lot of these people really regret that action.
Talking to Wisconsin Congressional Representative Mark Pocan about some of the big issues in the nation's capital. We'll keep watching the impeachment story move along, Representative Pocan. You've also reacted to the U.S. beginning the formal process to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. What's your reaction to that?
Well, and that's very unfortunate for a lot of reasons. I think, you know, the biggest being Donald Trump appears to be just doubling down on being Donald Trump right now. And, you know, I think him going to baseball games and fight matches and being booed, I think he was a little surprised, and now he wants to keep his base happy, so he's doing what he thinks they want. But we're the only country that's not a part of this. And, you know, every scientist, like 98% of them have said that we are on a collision course with not having a planet if we don't do something. There's been two major studies just recently that said we may be beyond the point of no return. This is something the public really gets. The president is completely out of sync on, but he's again doing because, you know, his big oil and big polluting friends that support his cause right now are supporting a different position on climate change. And I think that's very, very unfortunate, because at the end of the day, those short-term thinking by the president runs counter to what's in the best interest of the American people and, quite honestly, the planet itself.
One argument has been that, okay, even if you're worried about climate change, this particular deal, some critics have said, is unfair to the United States. It doesn't get enough from China and India, big polluters. We may have more per capita emissions, but they may have more overall and faster growth in emissions. So maybe a better deal, but not this deal.
Well, first of all, it's a very, very small deal, which is why every country is in but us. So that alone actually speaks the volumes. But secondly, you know, if countries like the United States and other big industrial countries take these steps, you're going to see more and more that companies are going to have to come up with ways to address pollution, and that's going to then be impacted worldwide. So you really sometimes need those big market players like the United States to make the changes, to then have that be the industry standard, cleaner standards across the country, across the planet. And that's why it's so important for us to be taking part in this. For us to not is just really fundamentally wrong on pretty much every level.
The president started this process. I believe it takes effect, if I have this right, the day after Election Day next year. Are you thinking this will be an election campaign issue?
Well, I would hope so. You know, I've been a little disappointed that, quite honestly, climate change hasn't been a bigger issue in the presidential debates that we've had so far within the Democratic Party. I mean, the public gets this. Public opinion is strongly in support of not just working to address climate change, but even as far as the Green New Deal, like making a major global effort that the United States would lead to try to address climate change. Again, real people and scientists understand this. It's just the politicians and the special interests that seem to not understand this, both in Washington and Madison. So I think it will be an issue whether politicians want it to be or not.
And finally, I wanted to ask about legislation you're working on apprenticeship in the United States. You've got this LEARNS Act in the works. What is that?
Yeah, so, you know, 30% of the people in this country will get a four-year college degree, and that's great because that allows them to get hopefully better-paying family-supporting jobs, and that provides more opportunities for their family. But 70% of the people won't get that four-year degree. But a lot of people can benefit from registered apprenticeship programs. That's a program where you are working and at the same time learning the skills of a job. So you can earn and learn by being part of a registered apprenticeship program. Often you see that in the building trades and some other areas. But that provides another path for people to have good family-supporting wages, and yet they can work and learn at the same time and earn a living and support their family. So the more we allow these programs to grow and prosper, the better off I think more people will be. And this is something I've been a strong advocate for since I've been in Congress.
On a practical level, what does this bill do to support that goal?
So this bill would provide some national standards for registered apprenticeships. It allows us to lift the programs through national programs better. There are some apprenticeship programs that aren't registered that really kind of take advantage of workers rather than providing them with a real learning experience. And we need to have a difference between those programs and make sure we're doubling down on the ones that really work well, like we see so often done in a lot of construction that's currently in this country. And the other nice thing about these is these are a combined effort between business and labor. It's both entities putting in resources to make sure that they can do well. And if you do that, more people have opportunities to get those good wages.
Representative Pocan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
That's Representative Mark Pocan, Democrat representing Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District, which includes Madison. He joins us today to talk about the United States' formal withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord, the latest on impeachment, and a new bill he introduced that aims to make apprenticeships more widely available.